Risk pooling. Risk pooling is a strategy for managing inventory among multiple locations. It is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A method often associated with the management of inventory risk. Manufacturers and retailers that experience high variability in demand for their products can pool together common inventory components associated with a broad family of products to buffer the overall burden of having to deploy inventory for each discrete product. In risk pooling, an organization centralizes its inventory. Risk pooling means that demand from multiple sources is aggregated, which reduces variability in demand and improves forecasting. The assumption is that when demand is unexpectedly high in one location, it will rarely be high in the other locations as well. The areas of lower demand tend to balance out the areas of higher demand, which results in overall variability being lower. Centralizing the stock also helps avoid having the wrong stock in the wrong place. For example, a manufacturer supplies multiple products through two warehouses to two markets. It must estimate demand variation for each product in each market and allocate average stock and safety stock accordingly. By pooling inventory in a centralized location, the manufacturer lowers the aggregate degree of variation in demand, which lowers the total amount of safety stock and average inventory. If demand is larger for one market, stock can simply be reallocated to that market. In this sense, centralizing supply also increases customer service. In addition to decreasing inventory and the chances of stockouts, centralizing supply tends to decrease carrying costs, since a centralized system has more economies of scale. However, there are factors that can make centralizing or risk pooling less attractive. If demand is highly correlated among the markets, with similar variation and patterns in demand, the benefits of centralizing will be smaller. If centralizing supply increases customer lead time and this is not acceptable to enough customers, it could affect market share and long-term revenue. If the net effect of inbound and outbound transportation costs due to longer transportation distances is increased costs, the analysis may not favor centralizing. Risk pooling for the case study hotel group. The hotel group applies the risk pooling strategy to inventory that is not brand specific, for example, basic cleaning supplies and equipment, food and beverage staples. By doing this, it is able to take advantage of volume discounts from suppliers. It puts the inventory at a centrally located warehouse that can serve all of the properties in a country. Each property is informed about changes in lead time so they can order appropriately.